Another Boeing plane sees critical failure as 757's nose wheel falls off before takeoff. By Simon Kent on January 24, 2024. A Delta Airlines Boeing 757 jet taxiing on the runway with 184 passengers on board at Atlanta's International Airport was forced to abort takeoff when a nose wheel fell off and parted ways with the stricken flight. The wheel came off and rolled down the hill as the flight was waiting to begin its journey. According to a report from the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, the plane is 32 years old. Delta confirmed the incident on the plane scheduled to fly from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport to Bogota, Colombia. Delta Flight 982 ATL/BOG was taxiing for departure when a nose gear tire came loose from the landing gear, Delta said in a statement Wednesday, NBC News reports. All customers and their bags were removed from the aircraft, transferred to the gate and onto a replacement aircraft. We apologize to our customers for the inconvenience. The plane was put back into service the next day, Delta said. None of the passengers or six crew members were hurt in the incident, according to the FAA's preliminary report. Those events come as another blow to Boeing's name. On January 5, an Alaska Airlines jet had a door plug blow out shortly after takeoff when the plane was at 16,000 feet, leaving a gaping hole in the side of the jet, as Breitbart News reported. Nobody was seriously injured in the blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight, but the FAA grounded 171 Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes and launched a safety investigation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was also grounded in Switzerland last Wednesday after his Boeing plane had a critical failure due to an oxygen leak. A second plane was quickly dispatched to whisk him back home, thus leaving the globalist elites gathered at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos in his wake, the BBC reports. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun was in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday to meet with lawmakers about the safety of the MAX 9. AP reports. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.